A heavy thumping woke him, followed a moment later by a sharp metallic clanging. His jaw cracked and he let his head fall to the side. He groaned and snuck a fist from under the sheets to rub the sleep from his eyes. He glanced at the curtain-covered window and saw it let in only a faint glimmer of light. It was night still, late at night. Muttering, he struggled out from under the heavy blankets and winced as his feet landed on the cold stone floor.
"Damn it, MacReady," mumbled a voice beside him. "Didn't you tell them bastards to stop using the knocker after sunset?"
The metallic clanging continued. He cursed to himself as he shuffled his feet along the floor, trying to find his trousers in the dark room.
"They keep hitting that knocker, MacReady, and you're going to be sleeping at the station," warned his wife.
He sighed and looked back at her. The light bleeding through the window curtain illuminated the silhouette of her bare shoulder. She was still naked underneath the blankets. He smiled, remembering a different kind of ruckus that had been going on earlier in the night, but the knocker kept clanging, drawing his mind back to other matters. Finally, he located his woolen trousers and tugged them on. He found his shirt as well and pulled it over his head. He could finish dressing after he answered the door and quieted the night watchman's racket.
"I love you, hon," he whispered, stooping to kiss his wife's tousled hair.
"Tell them bastards people are sleeping," she said, not turning to meet his kiss.
Grimacing, Inspector Patrick MacReady hurried out of his bedchamber, only years of practice at waking in the middle of the night saving his toes from crunching against the wooden frame of the door jamb. As he moved through his narrow house, he grabbed his boots and pulled on his overcoat, his hat and his gloves. A heavy truncheon was last, and he was still gripping it when he yanked open his front door. Standing outside, face half lit by the lamp at the end of the street, was a clean-shaven man wearing a thick, dark wool overcoat that hung down to his knees. A hat was perched on his head, pushed back, allowing MacReady to see him. Or perhaps it was late and the fellow was being sloppy. The man eyed MacReady's truncheon and backed up, hands held in front of him, showing his palms to the inspector.
"Whoa there, Pat, whoa there! They told me you was on call tonight!"
Inspector MacReady hung the truncheon on his belt and opened his mouth to apologise. But then he saw the curtain across the street twitch, and he knew the hateful widow who lived there would fill his wife's head all day with complaints.
"You're not supposed to use the damn knocker after dark, Jonas," complained MacReady. "It wakes the whole damn neighbourhood. Damn man, I know I've said it before."
"Sorry, sir,"
acknowledged the night watchman, giving the inspector an apologetic nod.
"Well, I'm up now. What do we have?"